Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Damien. How may I assist you?
Sir, I'm calling about, they took money out of my account, and anyways, I'm supposed to be getting a refund, and I have a confirmation number, and they've not ever put the money back in my account.
Can I get your first and last name, please?
Yeah, my first name is Shay, Shea. My last name's Kelly, Kelly. He said 3 to 5 business days, and that was on the 20th.
Can I get you to confirm your address for security purposes, please?
4600 Northwest Schaefer Drive, Lot 13A, Monticello, Indiana, 47960.
Thank you. I'm waiting for it to load in the transaction and billing information.
It took gas money that I needed for a grant to get to a grandson that's in the hospital, going to pass away. I mean, hospice is involved and all that. And here I haven't been able to get up there because they took the money out of my account, and it was just false advertising. I mean, it was just false advertising, misleading as can be. And anyways, I'm supposed to be getting a refund, and the money's still not there. And then it's almost impossible to get a hold of you guys. You can call and call and call and call and call and you're on hold for 10 minutes, and then they cut you off.
I see that a order was placed for a pulse meter measuring your pulse and blood pressure. It was stated.
No. No, I ain't never done none of that. I'm not going to go through this with you because I've been through it forever with this other guy. I've got a confirmation number for a refund of the $67 and some cents. It's still not in my account, and it should have been already, so I'm calling to find out why it's not there. I'm not calling to debate nothing. I didn't sign up for nothing. I'm not going to go through it all. I've had open heart surgery once, and I'm going to tell you what, this has got my blood pressure up like you would not believe. I just need my money back in my account.
I do see that you have been canceled and you were issued a refund. It was a e-check. It's going to take 7 to 10 business days to be received to you. It was issued on the 18th, and so you should have received it on the 28th. It should be in your email.
What do you mean an e-refund? What are you talking about?
It was sent
to you.
It's
supposed to go back into the account that you took it out of. Not on some e-something, no, not like that, no. You guys withdrew it from my account, and I need it put back in there. If you guys don't get it back in there, I'm going to turn it over to the bank. The bank's going to investigate it and all that. So I just need it to go. You took it out of my account. It needs to go back into my account.
And we did issue a refund via e-check.
What, I don't understand what an e-check is.
It is an emailed refund.
How do I get my money back?
So open up your email and you'll see that we had sent you an email with a check. You can take that to your bank and they can go ahead and deposit that into your account.
So I take it to my bank?
That is correct.
I've never heard of that in my life. Are you serious? And so I take it to my bank, and then it'll go, they can put it back in my account.
That is correct.
Okay, and what's the email? Where's it from? I mean, what am I looking for in my email? Because you know there's 1,000 emails, you know, a day.
Give me a second to get that information for you. Should have been sent to you by support, the at symbol, truly, essential, goods.com.
Okay. And so when I take it to the bank, I have no issues. Because I ain't never heard of that before. I don't understand why that is. Why did they take it back? Couldn't they put it back in the same account they took it out of?
Because I do see that it was an error issuing you the refund into the bank, and so we had issued it via e-check.
Okay, so I should have got it already. I'll go look for it. Thank you for your help.
Thank you for contacting customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.